Heading, the need of evangelistic workers. Subheading, the harvest is great. The solemn, sacred message of warning must be proclaimed in the most difficult fields and in the most sinful cities, in every place where the light of the great threefold gospel message has not yet dawned. Everyone is to hear the last call to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Countries hitherto closed to the gospel are opening their doors and are pleading for the word of God to be explained to them. Kings and princes are opening their long closed gates, inviting the heralds of the cross to enter. The harvest truly is great. Eternity alone will reveal the results of well-directed efforts put forth now. Gospel Workers, page 27, 1915. Subheading, Ambassadors for Christ. Ministers of God, with hearts aglow for love of Christ and your fellow men, seek to arouse those who are dead in trespasses and sins. Let your earnest entreaties and warnings pierce their consciences. Let your fervent prayers melt their hearts and lead them in penitence to the Savior. You are ambassadors for Christ to proclaim his message of salvation. Gospel Workers, page 35, 1915. Subheading, 100 workers where now is one. Time is short. Workers for Christ are needed everywhere. There should be 100 earnest, faithful laborers in home and mission fields where now there is one. The highways and the byways are yet unworked. Urgent inducements should be held out to those who ought now to be engaged in missionary work for the Master. Fundamentals of Christian Education, page 488, 1903. Subheading, A Wise Distribution of Men. For the accomplishment of all that God calls for in warning the cities, his servants must plan for a wise distribution of the working forces. Often the laborers, who might be a power for good in public meetings, are engaged in other work that allows them no time for active ministry among the people. For the conduct of the affairs of the various centers of our work, those in responsibility must endeavor, as far as possible, to find consecrated men who have been trained in business lines. There is constant necessity of guarding against the tendency to tie up at these centers of influence men who could do a larger and more important work on the public platform in presenting before unbelievers the truths of God's Word. Review and Herald, April 7, 1910. Subheading, The Highest Calling. There must be no belittling of the gospel ministry. No enterprise should be so conducted as to cause the ministry of the word to be looked upon as inferior matter. It is not so. Those who belittle the ministry are belittling Christ. The highest of all work is ministry in its various lines, and it should be kept before the youth that there is no work more blessed of God than that of the gospel minister. Let not our young men be deterred from entering the ministry. There is danger that through glowing representations, some will be drawn away from the path where God bids them walk. Some have been encouraged to take a course of study in medical lines who ought to be preparing themselves to enter the ministry. Testimonies, Volume 6, page 411, 1900. Subheading, Youth Replacing Standard Bearers. The standard bearers are falling, and young men must be prepared to take the places left vacant, that the message may be still proclaimed. The aggressive warfare is to be extended. Those who have youth and strength are to go into the dark places of the earth to call perishing souls to repentance. Gospel Workers, page 104, 1915. Subheading, To Speedily Prepare for Service. Our schools have been established by the Lord, and if they are conducted in harmony with his purpose, the youth sent to them will quickly be prepared to engage in various lines of missionary work. Some will be trained to enter the field as missionary nurses, some as canvassers, some as evangelists, some as teachers, and some as gospel ministers. Letter 113, 1903. Subheading, Teach Them to Do Evangelistic Work. The Lord calls upon those connected with our sanitariums, publishing houses, and schools to teach the youth to do evangelistic work. Our time and energy must not be so largely employed in establishing sanitariums, food stores, and restaurants that other lines of work will be neglected. Young men and women who should be engaged in the ministry, in Bible work, and in canvassing work should not be bound down to mechanical employment. Review and Herald, May 16, 1912. Subheading, The Call to Strong Young Men. Where are the men who will go forth to the work fully trusting in God, ready to do and to dare. God calls, "Son, go work today in my vineyard." God will make the young men of today heaven's chosen repositories to present before the people truth in contrast with error and superstition, if they will give themselves to him. May God roll the burden on strong young men who have his word abiding in them and will give the truth to others. Manuscript 134, 1898. Subheading, Men Who Will Not Draw Back. God calls for consecrated workers who will be true to him, humble men who see the need of evangelistic work and do not draw back, but do each day's work faithfully, relying upon God for help and strength in every emergency. The message is to be taken up by those who love and fear God. Lay not your burden upon any conference. Go forth, and as evangelists, in humble way, present a Thus Saith the Scriptures. Letter 43, 1905.